From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, January 22, 2020. I'm Marty Derlin. For two decades, recreational fishing for groundfish species in deep waters off the California coast was declared off-limits by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. This was meant to protect certain stocks that had been overfished, notably the yellow-eye rockfish. But on November 1st of last year, because of increasing populations of the rockfish, the depth limit restrictions were lifted. Richard Thornton, owner-manager of Anchor Charter Boats in Fort Bragg, had a good season.
Average fish was, I would say the size increased by double at least, you know, just because of the depths that we're able to hit. Before, we would fish anywhere from, you know, say 30 feet to 120 feet, and now we averaged 250 to 300 feet. So I think I fished into about 350 feet. We weren't forced to impact a small area. We were able to travel and cover a lot of ground, and we're able to fish for fish that we haven't fished for a long time. And the quality of fish was great. We had limits of fish every trip, and it was a really good time.
I spoke to Richard aboard the Kraken, a 50-foot boat docked in the Noyo Harbor last week. He's only 33, but he's been immersed in boating and fishing all his life.
I was raised in the business. My father was a charter boat captain, as well as my grandpa on both sides. So it's been in the blood for a long time. Been doing it for about 10 years myself, running the boats in the business. I started in just working as a little kid with my dad and took over from there.
Lifting the depth restrictions didn't change much about the actual process of fishing.
So we fished similar to how we fished in the shallower waters. We upped our weights a little bit. We fished with about a 10-ounce weight, and because you get more of the current and stuff like that. So with the amount of people we take, you want to have a heavier weight to help keep the line straight down instead of going way out, which sometimes, no matter how much weight you use, it's hard to do. But we use basically a torpedo weight with a hook and a shrimp fly as well. We used no bait at all, just the hooks and the shrimp flies, and did very well. We had limits, like I said, every trip. You can have 10 rockfish and 2 lingcod per person, and there's no size on most of the rockfish, and the lingcod have to be 22 inches or bigger. We're certified for 49 on this boat. We would not want to fish that many. 30 is about our tops for fishing. You know, mid-20s is comfortable. This boat has a lot of room on the sides, and so it fishes very well with a lot of people. Plenty of room to get around.
Not surprisingly, Richard sees the issue of protecting the yellow eye a bit differently than the CDFW.
They say that the yellow eye is, there are more of them in the deeper waters, and so we're less likely to impact them if we're in shallower waters. But we still see them in the shallow waters as we do in the deep water. Unfortunately, the fishing game here should give us kind of a break. There's a lot less impact of fishing here. You know, there's a lot less people compared to the city, where the city has better seasons than us, but they have a lot more people going after fish. It doesn't make sense.
So did you come across a lot of the yellow eye this time?
Not any more than usual. You know, we do get yellow eye. We do our best to use descenders to descend them down, and increases their survival rate. So basically there's a clip that you clip onto their mouth and you can send it down. We actually have one that's pressure. Basically, once it gets to a certain depth, it will release the fish, and it's supposed to increase the survival rate by a lot. I believe it's about 80% of wherever you catch them at. So if you're in 100 feet, you want to release them down to 80 feet. So what happens is it helps with the pressure. You know, when they come up, I don't know if you've ever seen a rockfish, but their swim bladders inflate, and they come up with basically looks like their tongue sticking out, their eyeballs are bulged out. And so when you send them back down, it helps to kind of push all that back in and bring them back to normal where they're not into shock. What happens is their swim bladder inflates, and it's kind of like a life jacket, and the fish can't go back down. So they just float on the water until a seagull or something eats them. Oh. So if we're able to get them back down and survive, then for our opinion, you know, basically if we're able to do that, there's no reason for them to close us down. You know, they should make it so by law you have to descend every fish and take it back down to help with the survival rate. Because if we did that, if everybody did it, then there's no reason to limit our seasons.
how do they police this kind of stuff?
You know, the game wardens are out. They drive their boats and they look for people. They do random checks. They'll stop people sometimes coming in the river, check their boat, check their catch, make sure everybody's, you know, following the rules. We do our best to be by the law on here, and it helps with them. They know they don't have to mess with us because we're doing everything we can to stay legal and to do everything the right way. So we figure if we do everything the right way, they have no reason to mess with us, and we'll keep doing our thing.
As someone who spent his life on the ocean, Richard is an advocate for the experience.
I'm surprised at how many people I talk to that are local that haven't been out on the ocean or only been out once or twice. It's a very cool place to see land from the ocean. There's a lot of cool wildlife to see, from birds to dolphins, whales, sharks. You never know. You know, when you're on the ocean, you don't know what you're going to see.
And yes, he likes to eat fish, but only if they're super, super fresh.
If I want fish or my wife wants to have fish for dinner, we'll catch it that day typically. So if it's past a day old, then I don't eat it.
For KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.